Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
And I don't know what was up with that, but here we go. We're going to do the full last hour here, starting right now here on the Rod Eccles Show. So welcome back to all of you Ecclesiastites and Liberty lovers. As I said before, they can't shut me up. We're going to keep doing this if we have to. I don't care. We're going to keep going at it, and these people are just not going to be able to shut me up. So you could say that. You could say that maybe the Intel report got me temporarily locked out of my account over at Spreaker. Oh well. In any case, glad that you are still here. And you may not be listening live. You may get this last hour via rebroadcast or a download, which is why we're still doing this. Just so you know, it's always going to be that way. No matter what, they're not going to, even if I just have to, if I could not get back in, I was just going to record the program and then upload it. So they can, if they're listening in, if Spreaker or anybody else is listening in, that's these little tricks or whatever you guys are doing or pulling or, you know, you hackers, or whatever, that's not going to stop me. I'm not going to try to challenge people because I know they can do it. But you would have to basically hack every single account that I have online everywhere in order to stop me. Honestly, I mean that not just Skype and Spreaker, but you'd have to, you know, lock down my Facebook and Twitter and Gab and other social media and YouTube and everything else out there. That's the only way you'd be able to stop me. And if you think you could do it just by taking on one or all of my computers, no, I can get a new one. Or I can borrow one. All I got to do is record and then upload. So don't. I'm the wrong person to try to shut up. Just not going to happen. Not anytime soon. Anywho. As I was explaining, we're going to do the full hour just as if it were started a half hour ago, like it's supposed to. So the day's holidays will be coming up after the normal planned midway break, bottom of the hour break, which will be top of the hour now. Yeah, you're going to have to miss a little bit of people that you normally, if you go to Rush at 12, stick around here. Because I got more important things and more interesting things to say than Rush does his first half hour anyway. At least. You know, because we were talking about what it takes up there in Canada. And they were planning on getting rid of their experiment. Canada has this experiment up there. They were giving a basic income. I love how they call this basic income. Now, folks, got to understand what basic income really means. When you give somebody a basic income, it means that this is the least amount that you think a person should have in their wallet. And this is coming directly from CBC News, which is the Canadian broadcasting company. This is so some of the numbers here I'm going to have to convert into U.S. dollars so you get the full impact of it. But the PC's plan in Ontario is to scrap Ontario's basic income pilot project. And some people up there are calling it shameful. Yes, because we talked about in the Intel report about all of these countries that you know, they're socialists or try to be socialists, or they have these, and some of them tried these basic income things or experiments, and they failed. Finland being the most famous. Now, you're not going to hear on this side of the Canadian-U.S. border about this story, about this basic income experiment going belly up on this side of the border. Why? Because you've got Ocasio-Cortez running around out there talking about how, basic income is a good idea. And you have some municipalities around this country talking about actually doing that. I think there was a story about Chicago actually thinking about starting an experiment. None of those experiments work. And here is one of the... Now, sure, you could say, well, they only tried it in so few people. Well, here in Ontario, Canada, the experiment included 4,000 people. It's not a small sample. Not a small sample. And this pilot program were enrolled 4,000 people in Thunder Bay, Lindsay Hamilton, Brantford, and Brant counties in Ontario. 4,000 people. The project was started in April of 2017. And not even a year and a half later, they're shutting it down. It was said to be a three-year-long program. And less than a year and a half into it, they are going to shut it down. Now, why? Because they say it's too expensive and it doesn't work. Well, they weren't getting enough. No, they were getting a lot. That's the whole point. Under the project, a single person could receive about $17,000 a year. You convert that to U.S. dollars. That is a little over $13,000 a year for doing nothing. Now, this also says that minus half of any income he or she earns. So let me put it to you this way. You got the $17,000, or you get the $13,000 just for being a poor person, supposedly. And if you go out and get a job, say you go get a job at Walmart, and you earn another $1,000 a month at Walmart, well, you earn another, $12,000 a year at Walmart on top of the $13,000 the government's giving you. The government is only going to subtract, not $12,000, but only half of what you made, $6,000, off of your basic income. Be that as it may, that's for a single person. A couple could receive $24,000 a year, which turns out to be about $18,500 U.S. dollars per year. And people with disabilities could get an extra $6,000 or the equivalent of $4,600 U.S. per year if you were disabled. So, I mean, if you were, add that up, 18 plus 4.5 and 18 and a half, you're looking at $23,000. Plus, you could earn some extra cash on the side and not lose that much. Now, of course, those who are screaming the loudest about this program ending obviously are not a bunch of taxpayers up there in Ontario. It is those people who are receiving the benefit for free, for nothing. Now, where have we heard this before? I mean, well, here's what one person said. I'm in shock, said David Cherkuski. Or is it Cherkuski? Cherkewski. He says, I'm in shock. I had a three-year plan, and now it's gone. In other words, it should have been, I had a three-year plan of living off the government, and now that plan is done. Really? Well, you had why didn't you have a plan that could be in place for longer than 3 years? What were you planning to do in that 3 years? He doesn't say. I guarantee you, I had a three-year plan because I thought for sure that after the 3 years was up, they'd make this permanent. Bet you that's what he was thinking. That was his plan. Now, who else out there is complaining that they're not getting free dollars anymore? Well, all of our so-called partners and allies. Think about it. When Trump said, well, the United States is no longer going to be your piggy bank, you're going to have to pay your fair share your own way. Who? They all cried. No, you can't do that. We're not used to that. You got to keep doing this. You can't stop. This is what people who get stuff for quote unquote free. You know, well, you promised us. No, we didn't promise you jack. Okay, maybe the government did promise you 3 years of this experiment. But why weren't you taking that money and doing something with it? Why weren't you planning for its eventual end? It was only a 3-year experiment. Why weren't you? It was government. Does government always keep its promises to you when it comes to doling out money? No. I mean, this is part of the problem that we have in this country with Social Security. You promised me this. And yes, anybody who ever talks about trying to change Social Security, privatize it, or end it, you know, they get blasted out of the sky by the media. And they run around scaring old people. Oh, they're not going to give you what they promised you. They're not going to give you your money. I don't know how many times I've told you this. Social Security is a tax. It's not your money. You have no Social Security account. Every time I get one of those Social Security reports that says, well, this is your account, I throw it in the trash because it's a bunch of lies. I don't have any money in a Social Security account, neither do you. It's a tax. It goes away. Well, no, it's not designed that way. Yes, it was designed that way. Do you think that the first people on Social Security paid into the system at all? They didn't. So who paid for that? The people who were paying the Social Security taxes at the time. It's getting expensive. Well, it already is. And you aren't getting anywhere near what you thought you were promised. Well, the worst part about it in this country with Social Security is that you get basically locked into it. You don't have a choice. When it comes to how we actually treat our senior citizens on a government level is shameful. Oh, you know, yeah, you got to take, you know, Medicare now. You're 65, Medicare, that's your plan. Can't have any other plan, Medicare's your plan. Well, I don't want it. Well, you don't have a choice. It's the law. God forbid if you try to actually sit back and relax. Hey, all these years, you know what? Your old age, this is your retirement plan, your savings plan. Don't worry about it. You're going to be taken care of. And all those people bought it. And then when it comes time for them to get their Social Security benefits and they realize it's far less than they could live on, the government says, oh, we never said, which they did say, we never said it should be your only plan. It's supplemental. Supplemental to what? You taxed me to death when I was working, and now that I'm not working or can't work, you're paying me a pittance compared to what I paid in. Senior citizens should be running around acting like Stewie from Family Guy. Where's my money? Where's my money, man? Where's my money? So they're going to end the experiment in Ontario, and there's now the PC goes by the name of, was it Lisa McLeod? She says that more information about when and how the program will actually end will be forthcoming. But at least she's telling him now, instead of just getting, you know, a 30-day notice, this program will be ending in 30 days. This is your second to last check. Please make plans. She's telling people now it's going to end. It's going to end earlier than the 3 years. And even if somehow these people are able to sue the government and win in a court of law, which they probably would if that happened, even in Canada, it's going to end in 3 years. Unless some judge says, nope, you got to keep it going. Which I wouldn't doubt that either. When it comes to leftists, you know, if you try to have a law and then you say, well, the law is a bad law, so we're going to change it. And the government comes in and says, nope, you can't change the law. What do you mean? Yes, we can. It's going to end. Nope, can't end. Yes, it can. Well, I don't know what Canada's constitution is like. I'm not Canadian. Don't live there. But I do know this is what they've often tried, and sometimes they've gotten success with this here in this country. Constitution be damned. No, you cannot, according to a judge or two or three leftist judges, you can't bar anybody from coming into this country. Oh, Constitution says I can. Don't care. I'm the judge. You can't. So, see, we already experienced that. So at some point, somebody's going to come along and say, you know what? It's time for Social Security to end. Somebody's going to sue, and a judge is going to say, nope, you can't. Well, we're changing the law. No, you can't. Yeah, we can. The Constitution says we can. And these are the kinds of battles that we shouldn't even be having. We're talking so-called free money here. You have no right to it. Those Canadians that are getting this so-called basic wage have no right to that money. Not at all. But yet we have these idiots here in this country that keep wanting to foist upon the American people policies and programs that have failed everywhere else it has been tried. Because they're that arrogant, they believe in themselves that highly. They think they're that smart. That, oh yeah, those people were dunces. They didn't know how to do this, but we know how to do it because we're smarter than all they were. No, you're not. As a matter of fact, you're probably dumber. Now I am sure there is probably some very learned, smart people who put these programs into place in Canada and Finland and other places that they've been trying this crap. Far smarter than people like Ocasio-Cortez. Might I reiterate? This is a woman that attacked the nation of Israel as being an occupier, saying a bunch of gobbledygook, struggling to find words, and then having to admit, well, I don't know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. But she's going to run around and say, oh, we need you know, free health care. We need free college tuition. We need basic income, you know, free money just passed out to people. By the way, when there were a few times when Obama did government programs that were so expensive, you know, the numbers were it would have been cheaper and better if you just gave the money back to the individual. Remember all those programs, you know, these you know, like the car clunker car program thing? All that money that Obama was throwing around, giving to people, it wasn't free money. First of all, we didn't have it. We've got a deficit and a debt that was really ridiculous. I bet you that a lot of these people have forgotten about that, what was it, cash for cars thing? You know, go buy a car because General Motors is just almost out of business because of government policy. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing. Do you realize that at that time, because of government policy, and not just government, yes, there were some corporate missteps in our three big automakers. You know, they were basing their policy, their own policies, corporate policies, on what government was saying and doing and forcing them to do. And they just couldn't compete. And then the one company that said, you know what, we've looked at this whole program with government coming in and helping us. You know, we don't want any part of it. And Ford was the first of the three automakers to return to profitability. I mean, honestly. Now, I know there are a lot of people that are kind of happy that Chrysler was sold off to Fiat. But the government, Obama, really wanted to close Chrysler. Liquidate it. Put it out of business. All of those jobs, U.S. jobs, would be gone. But hey, we're going to give you wonderful free dollars in the form of welfare. Well, we can see how well that works because people still live below the poverty line. And as soon as the economy started to heat up, a lot of those people are looking to get off the government dole, and the government doesn't like that. And that's one of the things up there in Ontario, Canada. If you look, folks, I've said this before, if they give it to you, they can take it from you. And now these people, these 4,000 people up in Canada are experiencing that firsthand. They were given money by the government. They didn't earn it. They didn't work for it. It was just given to them. And they got damn used to having that money given to them. Well, the giver can taketh. The government giveth, the government can taketh away. To put it in biblical terms. So there you have it. Another basic income experiment. They realize once they're into it, it doesn't work, and it's too expensive. It costs a lot. And if you think that it's only going to cost, $17,000 per person for singles, you got another thing coming. It's government, folks. There's a hell of a lot more money that's being spent just to deliver that 17 grand to that person. There's a lot more cost involved. And people just think, oh, well, it's just, it's only 17 grand. No, it's not. There's a lot more that's added on top of that. So it became too big of a problem, too big of a cost for Ontario. By the way, I know Venezuela, by the definition set forth by Agent 0010, is not a socialist country, per se. But we know what's going on in Venezuela. Everybody knows. I know our lamestream media doesn't like reporting on it, and you're probably not going to hear about this in American mainstream media circles. So I had to go offshore to get this story from France 24. Venezuela's presidente, their el presidente, finally admits his economy has failed. That's right. Under fire, Venezuela Presidente Nicolas Maduro admitted his economic model has failed. Well, it's not just his. It was also Hugo Chavez. He just made it worse. Maduro just made it worse. It was already getting bad under Chavez. And then Maduro takes over, and he makes it worse. And you know why these people, like Maduro and like Bernie Sanders and like Ocasio-Cortez, you know why these people think all this stuff is so wonderful? Because they never have to live under it. They would never live under their own draconian proposals and rules. Never. You think Bernie Sanders would give up two of his three houses because of socialism? No, he would not. Well, Ocasio-Cortez isn't rich, Rod. She's got her parents' money. They were not poor. They were it's been proven and shown, they were very, very, they were upper middle class, if not lower upper class. They were very comfortable, lived in a very expensive neighborhood. As she tries to run around saying, I'm from Brooklyn. And I'm a bartender. Yeah, bartending is going to give you a whole hell of a lot of life experience. You're going to get people to come in and complain about their life and their drunks. And trust me, I know. I was a bartender, although it was a very short stint as being a bartender. I was still a bartender, and I've heard stories, man. And you hear the sad sack stories, and then you watch some of these customers go out and get in a brand new car. One of them is especially, I remember, getting in a Mercedes. Oh, man, life is so hard. I can't afford anything anymore, and the money and blah. I need this and need that and blah, blah. And he goes out and gets in a Mercedes. Stayed till closing. Oh, he must have dropped at least $100 on alcohol. Then as I leave, I see him getting into a Mercedes. Yeah, he was probably drinky driving and shouldn't have done it. What am I going to do? Call 911. By the time you call 911, the guy's gone. Gets in a Mercedes. Life is so hard. So that's where she gets her information from, I'm sure. Maduro says that the production models we've tried so far have failed, and the responsibility is ours, mine, and yours. Oh, wait. It's not just his fault. You know, the reason, man, that my model didn't work, man, is because you didn't work hard enough, man. You didn't work hard enough. No, it's not the people's fault. Well, yeah, it's the people's fault for allowing you to take the reins of power. But other than that, it's all on you, bud. So Maduro told his ruling party, the PSUV party in Congress, as Venezuela looks to tackle chronic inflation, the International Monetary Fund predicted would reach 1,000,000% this year. Can you even fathom that kind of inflation? That kind of inflation didn't take place in the Great Depression here back in the 30s. I mean, you can't put a price tag on products and services. Because the price could jump from the time that you see it, pick it up, and take it to the register. At that rate of inflation, there's no, you know, they probably have like a commodities. This is how it would work here. If inflation were that way, every business would have a computer set up and software running like they are looking at commodities. So you go to, you know, the loaf of bread on the shelf. You see it, it's $2. By the time you pick it up, it's $3. By the time you get it to the cash register, you know, like 3 minutes later, it's now not even $4, it's $5. And you better hurry up and get the money out, because by the time the price actually, you know, the transaction takes place, it could be $6. Literally. That's not joking. When you got inflation at that rate, you can never know how much something is going to cost. And there's no way for business to be able to handle that. And that's the model where government wants to be in control and or own everything. It can't. It didn't work in the former Soviet Union. It didn't work in China. China used to be full-on communist, and then they started to, you know what? Hey, the whole Mao thing, yeah, that didn't work. We'd rather make some changes. So what kind of changes did they make? They attempted to make some forms of capitalistic changes. Oh, yeah, you know, capitalism, the kind of stuff that these wonderful democratic socialists in this country absolutely abhor, even though they all practice it themselves. Jack Dorsey, yeah, capitalism sucks. Dude, You're one of the richest people in the country right now because of it. You didn't get that way because of socialism. As a matter of fact, you got people out running around there out there saying that people like you have too much money now. You don't need all of that. It needs to be taxed away. You don't just, by the way, stuff doesn't work in Venezuela. Stuff that, you know, we take for granted, like, you know, having access to toilet paper. Yeah, we've known that. But how about going in your house, going to get a glass of water, and the water isn't working? Not because you didn't pay the bill, but because the government can't afford to keep the taps on. Not because there's a drought, but because the companies that deliver the water have failed. Because government controls it. So now you've got inadequate electricity, inadequate water and sanitation services, inadequate food supply, and now this guy says, oh yeah, it's my fault. It's not working. When is he going to make changes, though? It's enough to say, well, you know, this model isn't working. When is he going to change? How low must the country go before the leadership changes? Now, understand, the Venezuelan people just can't have a revolution. They don't have any weapons. Government has them all. They have no way of doing that. Government has it all. We'll be back.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanshade brand new Beauty Locks portable hair dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanshade gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stocking. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face and sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
And we have come back home to where we belong. Thanks to one President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. I know somebody on the left is going to say, is that a Freudian slip there, Rod? Come on, Elrod. Tell us what you really think of the president. I really think the guy is doing a fantabulous job. Far exceeding my expectations. Gotta tell you, he really is. And he is governing far more conservatively than I thought he would. I thought he was going to be rather moderate on a lot of things. But no, this guy... he has come hard down on the side of the American people and the Constitution. I could not be happier with my vote choice back in November of 2016. Not going to lie about that. But in any case, this is where we come to the part of the program where I bring you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, August number one, are thus homemade pie day. Now, you can't celebrate by going to the store and buying a pie. You've got to make it yourself. It is also Bilberry Sunday, Crom Dub Sunday, Garland Sunday, Lugnasa and Mountain Sunday. Lugnasada, is that how you pronounce it? Lughnasadh is a Gaelic festival of pagan origins that begins the harvest season. No wonder I can't pronounce it. It's Gaelic. Does anybody still speak Gaelic for real? Is Gaelic like Latin? It's kind of a dead language. No, I think people actually do still speak Gaelic. It's a Gaelic holiday. How's that? not Irish, Gaelic. Not Scottish, but Gaelic. It is also Lammas, L-A-M-M-A-S, also known as Feast of First Fruits. So it's Lammas Day, or Gul, or Guli of August, G-U-L-E. It takes its name from Loaf Mass and is the first harvest festival of the year. Oh, August 1st is the first harvest fest, is the first harvest? Well, I guess there are some, you know, lots of veggies that are, and fruits that are coming, are getting ripe and ready to pick now. So I get all the feast and everything, holidays. It's also National Girlfriends Day. Yes, it's the day that girls celebrate their friends who are girls. Now, I'm just serious. It's a day for girls to celebrate. But we don't have a boyfriend's day, do we? I don't. Men don't call their male friends boyfriends. Well, that's what they are, but they don't call them that. Just too weird, I suppose. It's also National Minority Donor Awareness Day. This is due to the fact that I guess minorities don't donate organs or blood as often as non-minorities do. I don't understand this holiday, but it's today. It's also Respect for Parents Day. What, only one day of the year parents should get respect from their kids? Just one day? This is not a good day for holidays. It's also National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. Yesterday was Raspberry Cake Day. Today is Raspberry Cream Pie Day. So if you didn't finish that cake, shove it aside, toss it in the trash or down the garbage disposal, and pick yourself up a Raspberry Cream Pie Day. But it is Homemade Pie Day, so you should probably bake your own Raspberry Cream Pie. It's also Play Ball Day. Any kind of ball, but it's really related to baseball. We've already had the baseball all-star game, so you'd think that would be that then. It is Rounds Resounding Day. No information on that. Don't know what that means. It is also Spider-Man Day. Yes, superhero day for Spider-Man. Growing up, he was my favorite superhero, so I'm glad to see Spider-Man has his day. It's also Woman Astronomers Day. What is so special about being a female and being an astronomer? I know, women have just come a long way. Don't give me this garbage. But, you know, it's women, fine, great. You know, women can be just as smart or smarter than, or as smart or even smarter than men in many professions, and that's fine. But how about just human astronomers? That, you know, we don't, this is actually a bigoted holiday. What if you're a transgendered astronomer? You don't get your own day? What if you're an omni-pan whatever person? You don't get your own day? How about a cisgender woman day? Don't get that? Well, it is Women's Astronomer Day. It's also World Lung Cancer Day. And, of course, the vast majority of lung cancer is blamed on tobacco, specifically cigarettes. Cigars are the cause of mouth and throat cancers. Cigarettes are the cause of lung cancer. Well, because you don't inhale a cigar. And finally, it is, but it is World Wide Web Day. I thought they changed it to interwebs. Not even internet. I thought it was interwebs. I don't fully understand these tech terms anymore when it comes to this kind of stuff. But it's World Wide Web Day. And finally, it is Yorkshire Day or Yorkshire, meaning it's a day to celebrate the community of Yorkshire, England. August 1st kind of sucks for holidays, doesn't it? But anyway, unless, of course, you bake your own raspberry cream pie, then you probably have a good day. No adult beverages being celebrated today, so you're going to have to just drink water with your pie, unless, of course, you're in Venezuela, then you'll probably have to go without anything to drink. Who knows? But those are your holidays for today, August number one. Non-citizens across the U.S. find it easy to register to vote and cast ballots, according to this Washington Times story. Oh, we don't have any problems with voter fraud. A Russian national or any other non-citizen can easily influence a U.S. election by simply registering to vote in California. Just ask Elizaveta Shuvalovov. Yes, Shuvalovov. Shuvalova. Maybe it's Shuvalova. Anyway, she says she didn't even know her name was added to the San Francisco voter rolls back in 2012 when she was a 21-year-old Russian citizen living legally in the USA, but supposedly ineligible to vote. I've never registered for anything in my entire life, she says, who became a U.S. citizen early last year. This was news to me. She went to register to vote after becoming a legal naturalized citizen and was told, oh, you're already on the rolls. Wait, what? How the hell was she able to get on the rolls if she wasn't, she wasn't a citizen? Oh, yeah, that's okay. It's San Francisco. Who runs San Francisco? The Washington Times obtained a San Francisco County voter log that detailed her registration's history and presented the document to her. It showed that she signed up as a Democrat. She signed up as a Democrat in July of 2012 and that her registration was canceled in 2016 after she told election officials she wasn't a citizen. Folks, this just gets really juicy. Keep this in mind. Let me repeat this. She was a legal immigrant from Russia, was not eligible to vote. In 2012, July of 2012, she was registered as a Democrat. The registration was canceled in 2016 after she told the election officials she wasn't a citizen. Then her registration was reactivated in March 2017. She registered as a Republican. Now, folks, is there any doubt? And according to the Washington Times and other sources, there are many a story like this. Is there any doubt as to why Democrats do not want to cut off illegal immigration or limit legal immigration? Is there any doubt in your mind? These people, this is why I said the election in 2020, the people on the left are going to go apeshit and try to cheat, 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 cheat. They have been doing it for years. This is not going to stop until we get some sort of voter ID and citizenship ID in order to vote. And don't tell me now there's this whole push to prove that you are a citizen in order to vote, because obviously what the Democrats are doing are just registering people's real people. Now we're not talking about dead people. We're not talking about fake people. We're not talking about cartoons being registered. We're just focused on talking about real immigrants, illegal and legal, whose names are being added to the process when they're ineligible to vote. But once your name is on the roll, anybody at a polling station, if your name is there, they're going to assume that you're legal to vote. This poor Russian woman didn't know she was registered and obviously didn't want to be a Democrat. Because when she became a naturalized citizen and she wants to do her civic duty, she went and registered as a Republican. She's not the only one. But the Democrats tell you, oh, we don't have a voter fraud issue. By the way, the vast majority of people over the past 10 years that have been caught, tried, and convicted of voter fraud have been Democrats, leftists. The vast majority. Anybody, how many times am I going to keep bringing up this organization, which is still around, they just changed their name. They split up and called themselves different names in different states. But remember ACORN? A number of ACORN people in places like Ohio, Tennessee, Illinois, Kentucky, Oklahoma, even Wyoming were caught, charged, and many convicted of various voter fraud schemes. Some were heavily fined, others are still serving prison time. We don't have a voter fraud problem? Oh, we got a big one. This from Hot Air, real ID opponents. guess what real ID opponents are fearful of? Now, I don't necessarily like the real ID driver's license thing for different reasons. There's a different reason behind it. You know, privacy, tagging people with different things on this real ID. I mean, it's the way we have it situated now, it's not exactly the best idea. However, privacy issues and in other real serious legal issues are not the problem for the left when it comes to real ID. See, because real ID, when you go in, you got to prove who you are, which in many cases would prove whether or not you're an actual citizen or if you're born here or not. Real ID opponents on the left, however, fear it will divide us into documented and undocumented. In other words, legal citizens, legal immigrants from illegal immigrants. That is the headline. If you're heading out to the DMV in the future to renew your driver's license or other identification, you'll probably be noticing a change. You'll need to provide additional documentation to verify who you actually are and establish your legal residency status in order to receive a real ID compliant identification card. It's really just a driver's license. In most cases, you can probably still get a non-compliant ID, but you won't be able to use it to board a plane at the airport, enter a federal courthouse, or for several other travel purposes. This is part of the 2005 security package passed by Congress after the 9/11 attacks. Now, despite the obvious advantages to beefing up security, you can always find someone who's ready to complain about it. That's the case with David L. Ulin, L-I-U-L-I-N, contributing writer at the L.A. Times. This week, David Ulin writes that real ID is yet another evil government plot to divide us all into documented and undocumented. Kid you not. Real ID won't make us safer. It will only divide us. As of 2020, if you want to travel within your own country by air, you will have to have a real ID or a passport. If you want an ID that isn't a stamp, federal limits apply. You will have to document your legality. Oh. So you won't be able to board a plane without proving who you are. Well, that's not the problem. The problem that leftists see is that you won't be able to, in many states who are now starting to adopt certain types of voter ID laws, you won't be able to prove who you are in order to vote. That means illegals, even in these states that currently issue driver's licenses to illegals, all of that pretty much ends in 2020. Because here's the dirty little secret behind that. You know, states have reciprocity for the driver's license. However, when it comes to real ID, now that's a federal law. And that's every state is putting that into their driver's license and non-driver identification. And some of the things that you have to do is you have to prove your residence. Now, I know some people have trouble that literally do live someplace, but they're having trouble proving their residence because they may live without having anything at that residence on in their name. So maybe their lease or mortgage isn't in their name. None of the bills are in their name. And by and large, you know, a lot of other bills like your cell phone, most people don't get those kinds of bills in the mail anymore. Everything's online. And when I asked my DMV if it was printed offline, would it be legal? I was told no. Okay, so, you know, I mean, I guess when it comes time for me to have to get this thing, I'm going to have to actually ask, you know, my credit card company and all the other companies to actually send me a real bill. Well, there goes saving trees. You can't. Yeah, I mean, I pay most of my bills online. I don't do it automatically, but, you know, I get online statements. I see the statement, comes into my email. I see the statement, review it, pay it. I don't get a lot of mail. I used to have problems getting some of my mail anyway where I live, but which is why I also don't have like Amazon packages. I don't have it delivered. I only have it delivered to one specific location in order to make sure I get my stuff. Seriously, you might have a mailing address, but your mailing address may not be your residence, and that won't count for your real ID. So people, you know, have P.O. boxes. Nah, can't use a P.O. box to prove who you are or where you live. Yeah, so that means undocumented by 2020, undocumented people, illegal immigrants, are going to have problems registering. That alone will help serve as a, I guess, voter ID type of thing, which is why the left hates it. After all, they were registering people, you know, even legal immigrants who were not eligible to vote, they were registering them and registering them as Democrats. And when these people find out, they're like, oh, hell no, I'm a Republican. Because a lot of these people are coming from countries that think like Democrats in this country think, and they don't want any part of it. That's why they left their country. All those except from certain Latin countries, because they're coming here not for a better life, but for a bigger handout. Any case, that's it for today. This is the final hour. We will be back here tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. So be here for that. Until then, have a wonderful hump day afternoon. I'm Rod Eccles. I'm out. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician.